From Community Public Radio, this is the CPR News. From New York, I'm Don DeBar.
The UN Security Council was set to meet behind closed doors Thursday to deal with the crisis in Syria after U.S. President Donald Trump warned that, quote, missiles will be coming, closed quote. The meeting was called by Bolivia, one of 10 non-permanent council members, to address, quote, the recent escalation of rhetoric regarding Syria and the threat of the use of unilateral action, closed quote. This was Syria's permanent representative to the United Nations on Tuesday, Ambassador Bashar al-Ja'afari, addressing the council.
Thank you, Mr. President. I will give my colleagues who are about to leave the room some of my valuable time. They are afraid that I will win them in a battle of the arguments, and they do not want to hear any opposing opinions. Those who just left the room in their statements said that today is a sad day for the non-proliferation regime. I would like to refresh their memory and say that the violation of the non-proliferation regime is their specialty, the specialty of those Western states. The United States of America used nuclear weapons in Japan. It used chemical and biological weapons in Vietnam and enriched uranium in Iraq. France used Algerian human samples when they tested an atomic bomb in the desert of Algeria. They have actually put them in the desert against Poles, and they actually tested the first atomic French bomb. And Britain conducted all their nuclear tests in their colonies in the ocean, in the islands in the ocean. And then the ambassador of Britain says that this is a sad day. English is not my mother tongue, but I know that in Douma there is no people. There are Syrian people. There is no people of Douma. There are residents. The people is the Syrian people. I would like to quote a British author. Apart from Marx and Lenin, I would say that Shakespeare, the poet, the British poet, said one day, and I quote, "Lies defame you. Either be honest or be silent." This is back translated by the interpreter remarks. She said that Russia does not have the authority to go to Douma and establish whether chemicals have been used in Douma or not. She said that this is not the authority of our Russian friends who are actually on the ground. It's not their purview to go to Douma and to actually examine the scene. This is quite strange. Why didn't Britain say this to itself when it sent it intelligence to Khan Sheikhoun, and they gave themselves the authority to take samples from Khan Sheikhoun? This is what they claimed. They claimed this, and the French did the same. They took samples, and they took them to French and British labs without coordination with the GIM or with the FFM. This is quite a paradox. They give themselves the right that they deprive others. Anyway, Britain did sign, I think 2 weeks ago, an agreement with the Crown Prince of Saudi Arabia for the sale of weapons for $100 billion, which is much bigger than Al Yamama deal. to continue to kill people in Yemen and to start new wars with Syria, with Yemen, and to implicate the entire region in war that would be never-ending. This is what Britain can do. Mahatma Gandhi, he knew the British. He knew them well. He was right when he said one day, and I quote, "If there's a fight between two fishes in the ocean, you have to know that Britain started the fight between the two fishes." End of quote. The colleague from the United States said that there is only one monster that's facing the entire world today in defiance. It is the monster that financed terrorists for years in Syria. I would say this monster is the United States, Britain, and France. They sponsored terrorism in my country for 7 years. Before that, they did the same in Iraq and Afghanistan and in Libya. They sponsored terrorist organizations that are splinters of Taliban, ISIL, Al-Nusra Front, Al-Qaeda, and Jaish al-Islam, and Falak al-Rahman, and the White Helmets, which is the new invention by the British intelligence. The monster she spoke of destroys and occupies and sends its troops everywhere in the world for thousands of miles to destabilize and to threaten international peace and security. The monster is an American monster that so far refuses to destroy its chemical arsenal. The United States has refused and continues to refuse to destroy its arsenal, but they would lecture others and give sermons on the destruction of chemical weapons. Mr. President, my colleague from the French delegation said that he was horrified by the pictures he saw. But he wasn't horrified by pictures of hundreds of civilians that French airplanes killed in Minbij in 2016. 200 civilians killed, entire families killed by the warplanes of France. The ambassador from France did not see those pictures, and they were not a source of horror for him. The word double standards is an understatement in itself for those people. Mr. President, in response to the web of lies by some Western states against my country, against the backdrop of the alleged use of chemical weapons in Douma on April 7, 2018, the Ministry of Foreign Affairs and Expatriates in the Syrian Arab Republic today, on the 10th of March 2018, has sent an official invitation to the OPCW to dispatch a fact-finding mission to visit Douma and investigate the allegations on the alleged use of chemical weapons in Douma, and to establish the facts on these allegations. I did inform you of this yesterday in this very chamber. The Syrian Arab Republic welcomes the visit of the FFM, and it stands ready to fully cooperate and provide all forms of assistance for this mission, undertaking its functions and guarantees the safety of its members, and it will facilitate the interviewing, sampling in accordance with the terms of reference. We look forward to the FFM undertaking its work in transparency and professionalism and reliance on credible, tangible evidence. And if it actually reaches the locations, it will reach a Douma that is liberated, and they will be able to have full access to any location they wish to visit. Mr. President, the situation is quite clear. The co-sponsors of the U.S. draft resolution do not seek the truth, because simply it will condemn them and their terrorist proxies on the ground. instead of waiting for the FFM of the OPCW and establishing whether toxic chemicals were used in Douma, instead of this, they table draft resolutions that do not enjoy consensus and do not seek the truth. It just seeks to establish mechanisms that have no objectivity and preempts the results that supports their political accusations and agenda. And they are aware that cloning the gym would not be accepted by the states that truly seek in this council to establish the truth on who uses toxic chemicals against Syrian civilians. In this regard, I reaffirm that the US, Britain, and France did make the gym a failure, and they are the ones who thwarted its work as they insisted on politicizing its work, and they did bring pressure to bear on its leadership, and they did stop being professional and credible, and they issued fabricated reports that accuse us based on open sources that include the white helmets, and false testimonies and fabricated evidence that finds its source in terrorist groups, most important of which Al-Nusra Front and the White Helmets, which are a British-hatched media arm of Al-Nusra Front. Mr. President, this scenario is similar to the scenario we witnessed a year ago when the United States of America launched a wanton aggression on Al-Shayrat Air Base based on weak arguments and pretexts that we have used chemical weapons in Khan Sheikhoun. These were proven false when the U.S. and its allies prevented the experts of the gym from visiting Khan Sheikhoun, and they prevented them from taking samples from the military base we just referred to. Things are crystal clear. The aggression of the U.S. and its accomplices thrives across history on lying, misleading, and hegemony, and on the rule of the powerful. It is a brutal approach that does not respect the rule of law and does not give weight to international legitimacy. My country, Syria, for 7 years and to date, is a case in point for their appetite for lies, misleading, and fallacies of the United States and Britain in this very chamber. What they did actually to destroy Iraq under the pretext of a big lie, which is weapons of mass destruction in Iraq. And I'm compelled this time and every time to remind you of the position of the former Foreign Secretary Colin Powell, when he, in this room, and I was there, and I was actually in the seat of the Deputy PR of China, Colin Powell did showcase tapes, documents, pictures, and maps that we found out later that they are fabricated by the CIA to serve the agenda of invading Iraq, which was prepared in advance at the time. And the same thing happened with Libya. And you need to know a bitter truth. This world, throughout centuries, have seen different eras of occupation and hegemony, and they sought to loot the wealth of the nations or occupy land or impose geopolitical agenda. However, the political immorality reached a new low as they destroyed Libya and killed its people to cover up for a case of bribery and financial corruption that implicates the head of a member state that is permanent member state of this council that says it upholds democracy and freedom. And they have imposed on oil exporting countries to pay the bills of the continued aggression and military intervention. This is an affair between those who are corrupt and have the money and those who are mercenaries and have weapons and power. Today, some permanent members are launching an aggression on countries with sovereignty just to cover up for their domestic crises and the conflict between their political elite. Mr. President, we in Syria, after 7 years of a filthy terrorist war that was imposed upon us, we believe that the choices are clear, and they are a big challenge on this council, so that the council would stand up against such lies and this political failure that the US, Britain and France are trying to implicate the council in and drag it towards it. It's your decision today, and the international public opinion, your peoples and peoples of the free world will be your judge as you exercise your responsibilities towards upholding international legitimacy and the maintenance of international peace and security, and protecting the world against dark terrorism that is used and exploited by these three countries to undermine the stability of states and their self-determination. I call upon you to uphold the multilateral political system and order that believes in the right of people to self-determination and rejecting political security and economic hegemony. The Syrian Arab Republic reiterates its condemnation in the strongest terms of any use of chemical weapons by any party under any circumstance and everywhere. We stand ready to cooperate with the OPCW to uncover the lies promoted by some Western parties to justify their aggression and in service of their political goals. We can see their ships in the Eastern Mediterranean, and they were waiting for the V2 to start their aggression. I would like to say to those Western parties, and they need to listen to me attentively, your threat of aggression, your maneuvers, your lies, your terrorism would never derail us as one of the founding states of this organization from exercising our right and fulfilling our duties in accordance with our national constitution and the charter to protect our sovereignty and territorial integrity and to fend off any aggression from any source. And we will not allow anyone, permanent member or non-permanent member, to do to us what they did to Iraq and Libya. I thank you, Mr. President.
Up next, a press conference held Wednesday by Russia's Lieutenant General Viktor Poznikir, First Deputy Chief of the General Staff's Main Operational Department of the Russian Defense Ministry, speaking about the situation in Syria.
Good afternoon. The armed forces of the Russian Federation and the Syrian government have finalized a major humanitarian operation in Damascus suburb of Eastern Ghouta. During this operation, 100,000 people have been evacuated, including 20,396 militants and 38,000 of their family members. Right now, we are finalizing the evacuation of militants from the suburb of Duma. This is the final town that they are leaving. Over the past 24 hours, there have been no military provocations, no hostilities, no shelling. Overall, the Russian Reconciliation Center and the Syrian Army forces evacuated 41,000 people, including 3,000 militants and 8,000 of their family members. We continue to ensure that hostages are released. According to the latest deal, Jaish al-Islam group released 195 hostages. Starting from tomorrow, to ensure law and order and to provide assistance to the local people, the Russian military police will enter the suburb of Duma. The people of Eastern Ghouta are provided with the necessary humanitarian aid by the UN and by the Russian Reconciliation Center. As part of this mission, three humanitarian convoys by the UN have been taken, have delivered 445 tons of basic necessities. The Russian military supplied 418 tons of food, 8,000 blankets, and more than 400,000 food packages. The Syrian government has embarked on a major effort to restore civil infrastructure in Eastern Ghouta. Overall, Eastern Ghouta seems to go back to normal. Refugees continue to come back to the settlements. About 60,000 people have come back to their homes. Russia's and Syria's success in fighting terrorism have not been perceived in a good way by some of the forces. There have been attempts to stage provocations, including nerve gases, to implicate the Syrian government. The Syrian government and the Russian Reconciliation Center identified those provocations beforehand, and we've informed the media and the international community in advance. On the 3rd of March, we identified a workshop where terrorists put nerve gas into artillery shells in one of the bunkers. The terrorists have not been able to stage any chemical attack against the civilian population. That's why on the 7th of April, there was allegedly the last attempt to fabricate the news that the Syrian army used gas in Eastern Ghouta. The White Helmets imitated once again an alleged attack against the people of Duma. The representatives of these pseudo-organizations have staged these provocations in several areas in Syria. They've used children, including babies, for their provocations. International community is aware of video footage of those rehearsals. On the 9th of April, the day after the alleged chemical attack, the town of Duma was inspected by Russian chemical biological experts and paramedics. They came to the scene and taken samples of soil and traces of a possible nerve agent, but the analysis identified that there have been no chloride chemicals used and no toxic agents. They visited the hospital that was shown by the White Helmets. They've interviewed doctors and wounded people that are there, but there have been no evidence that any chemical attack took place. The militants that are leaving the Duma are not aware of any wounded or injured or victims of a chemical attack. There is only one hospital there, and Russian experts went in there, and they've been given notice that no people with signs of a chemical attack were taken to the hospital. They have not seen any bodies that were victims of a chemical attack either, and the doctors are not aware of any burial places of those alleged bodies and victims. The World Health Organization's Peter Salome said that there are 500 people who were wounded in that gas attack. We contacted the Syrian Red Cross office, who are active, taking active part in a humanitarian operation. We asked them to locate those wounded people, but they have not have any information on the location of those wounded people, of those victims. If the World Health Organization really wants to learn more about it, we invite them to Eastern Ghouta, and we're ready to provide guarantees of their safety. Back in 2015, the World Health Organization, as part of humanitarian operation in Aleppo, made multiple statements that the situation there is catastrophic, that there are no medicines. But following the liberation of Aleppo, the terrorists' depots and storages were brimful of Western-produced medical equipment and drugs supplied by the World Health Organization. Following that, the World Health Organization has not produced any statements. We believe this is a reckless statement, irresponsible statement. Such statements discredit this organization and also provoke a new confrontation. Unlike the World Health Organization, the OPCW took an official decision to send an official mission to the town of Duma to hold an objective investigation. On our behalf, we reaffirm our commitment to providing full guarantees and security to OPCW experts and provide all the necessary conditions for their inspection. Despite the attempts by evil forces to disrupt Russia's efforts to stabilize the situation in Syria, this work continues. Near the towns of Abu Dhur, 9,111 people returned to the province of Idlib. Thanks to the efforts by the Russian Reconciliation Center, the civilian infrastructure is being restored in the province of Deir ez-Zor. Since December, 37,000 people have returned to their homes. And yesterday, in the city of Deir ez-Zor, a bridge has been built and commissioned. Now, once this bridge is used, it will be possible to deliver more humanitarian aid to the western side of the Euphrates River. The Russian Reconciliation Center continues to settle the conflict and end the hostilities across the entire Syria. 2,511 settlements have joined the ceasefire deal. 234 requests were sent on the ceasefire by local military commanders. We are very much concerned over the situation in the city of Raqqa, where there is a serious threat in terms of hygiene. Instead of making threats on striking Syria, the U.S. should have turned their attention to Raqqa. We know that there's several ships that are heading towards the Syrian territory. The U.S. Navy are moving towards Syria, and they are likely to come there by early May. We'll continue to keep you updated. Thank you for your attention.
And that's all the news we have for you right now. For Community Public Radio, I'm Don DeBar in New York. Thanks for listening.